GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to parse the chaos of crypto so you don't have to. Today, we're diving into the bizarre saga of a hacker who flipped a $4,000 flash loan into a cool $9.5 million by exploiting Resupply, a stablecoin lending protocol. This isn't your garden variety rug pull. This is more like Ocean's 11, but with fewer Brad Pitts and more code. The hacker essentially used a wrapped, staked USD token vault that was left wide open, likely due to a governance oversight during its deployment. In just 90 minutes, the vault was drained, and the hacker danced away with millions. Resupply's response? They ghosted their own community with a single tweet. That's like calling 911 to say you're busy binge-watching a show while your house burns down. The lack of action, or even a bounty offer, speaks volumes about either their confidence or their cluelessness. The community, as you'd expect, is inflamed, demanding more accountability from protocols handling vast sums of digital cash. It's a stark reminder that in the DeFi Wild West, cowboy coders still roam free. Speaking of the Wild West, it seems the Catholic Church and several major law enforcement unions have decided to saddle up against crypto. They've joined forces in a surprising coalition to snuff out Section 604 of the Clarity Act, a bill that's critical for DeFi builders. The church's argument is that DeFi is a haven for human trafficking, an assertion that stretches the imagination, but there it is. Meanwhile, police unions argue that the section would hamper their crime-fighting capabilities. Section 604, if you're wondering, essentially offers legal certainty for blockchain developers, shielding them from some of the regulatory ambiguity that currently plagues the industry. Opponents paint it as a law that would turn DeFi into a lawless frontier. In reality, it's a safeguard for innovation. But who needs clarity when you can have chaos? Never mind the fact that real human trafficking rings are more likely to use cash or other covert methods. It's easier to demonize a technology that people don't fully understand yet. Finally, let's talk money. Specifically, what's in your paycheck if you're eyeing a career as a stablecoin engineer in 2026? Salaries are ranging from $90,000 to a hefty $300,000. And that's a pretty wide gap, right? It all boils down to experience and expertise in blockchain and financial mechanisms. Stablecoin engineers aren't just coding drones. They're the architects making sure these digital dollars don't turn into monopoly money. They deal with smart contracts, algorithms, and financial stability. The role is a heady mix of finance and technology, and as stablecoins continue to underpin more of the crypto economy, these engineers are becoming indispensable. If you're a coder looking to pivot, this is where complexity and reward meet. As stablecoins become more ubiquitous, so does the demand for those who can build and maintain them. What does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? For starters, the Resupply hack underlines the importance of robust security audits and responsive crisis management. If you're in DeFi, get your audits done and your incident response plan polished. The political pushback on crypto regulation suggests that those in the space need to advocate for themselves, because if they don't, someone else with less understanding will. And for developers, the market for skilled blockchain engineers, especially in stablecoin tech, is more lucrative than ever. The takeaway: sharpen your skills, build with security in mind, and stay politically informed. That's it for Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.